Hello, my friends. I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guests, recordist Marianne Verbruggen and harpsichordist Arthur Haas.
Well, sometimes I really do think that the more things change, the more they stay the same. If you folks have been watching the young kids dance to swing music now, you know, having turned their backs on grunge bands and starting to dance to Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman and Louis Prima, you're seeing something changing and staying the same. And when you look further back into the history of music, you find some very interesting examples of instruments which were enormously popular in their time, sort of fell into a decline, and then have once again become perhaps to an even higher standard than ever before. I'm speaking in this particular case of an instrument that many of you have played perhaps in grade school in a rough kind of way, so we all know it, we all love it, but I'm not sure whether we really respect the way we ought to the recorder. And I have one of the world's great recorder artists with us today, a woman I've wanted to meet for a long time. Welcome, Marianne Verbruggen, if I can say your name
for you. Thank you, hi.
Say your name once so I can hear it.
Marianne Verbruggen.
Okay.
You are close. I mean, it's fine.
Okay. So we all knew she is one of the really most interesting recorder players. And you're great specialty. You play contemporary music, but of course you've spent most of your life studying the music of the 17th and 18th centuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a very good partner in crime here. This is a marvelous harpsichordist who was born in the U.S. This is Arthur Haas.
And nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You were born, you told me before.
Born in New York, but my father got tired of the subways, I think, and we moved out to California when I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, spent all of my young years in the Los Angeles area. Went to school there, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then to Europe, where you fell in with this bad crowd, the early music crowd.
And changed my life.
We're going to have a chance to hear some of this early music now. When we say early in this program, we mean music of composers born in the 1680s, all three of the composers born in the 1680s, Telemann, Boismartier, and Bach. We're going to start now with Georg Philipp Telemann, who's the oldest of the bunch. He's born in 1681. And we're going to hear now a concerto in C major. This is to be played by Marianne Verbruggen, our recorder player, and Arthur Haas at the harpsichord.
Thank you.
wonderful. This is music of Georg Philipp Telemann, the Concerto in C Major, played at the Recorder by Marion Verbruggen and Arthur Haas at the harpsichord. This is marvelous music, and people at home who study textile, the weaving of cloth, one of the things that we love in hand-woven cloth is that not every stitch is the same. It's not made by a machine.
Yeah.
And that's the way you play this music. Every note is made by a human being, and it's so beautiful, it's so remarkably passionate in this music that might seem, if someone played it without imagination, to be just made by a machine.
Yeah.
We tend to think that rubato is something that was invented in the 19th century, and everyone always talks about it, but in fact, it was very prevalent in the Baroque period, even going back to the Middle Ages. They can document where they told people expressive time and things like that.
Do you folks know that word rubato? It comes from the Italian. Rubare means to steal. And there's an old proverb that says, stealing time is honorable,
right,
as long as you put it back.
Uh-huh.
But this kind of little hesitation and then moving ahead hesitating and moving ahead, there's no more beautiful example of rubato than what we just heard in that playing. It's remarkable. Let's hear some more music. We're going now to the next great composer we have from the 1680s, that wonderful period of time when so many great composers were born. This is J.S. Bach, who was born 4 years after Telemann in 1685. And you have for us now a trio sonata, which he wrote, it looks like to me, about 1721, 2, something like that, during the period when he was in Curtin. You've made a transcription here for recorder and harpsichord.
It's not so difficult, Or. Huh? I mean, it's written for this combination, I think.
Yeah.
Perhaps the organ was a mistake.
With Bach, he used the music every way he could. It was beautiful that way. Let's hear this. Once again, this is Marion Verbruggen at the recorder, Arthur Haas at the harpsichord, music of J.S. Bach, the trio sonata in F major. Bach listing is 529 in three movements. There's an allegro, beautiful largo, aria da capo, and then finally a fugo finale. Music of Bach. These pieces will outlive all revolutions of fashion and music. The man who wrote that line was C.P.E. Bach, one of Bach's sons. We've just heard music of J.S. Bach, the Trio Sonata in F Major, BWV 529, which was written about 1721. And C.P.E. Bach was right. The music of J.S. Bach is timeless. It must be so pleasurable to play that music. The two of you seem to have so much fun. This was Marion Verbruggen, our recorder player, and Arthur Haas, who was playing the harpsichord. This is actually a work originally for organ, in which the organ played all three parts, and you've split it up very nicely. You're right, it makes a wonderful duo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marion, would you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us where you grew up, what it was that made you decide. Why did you want to play the recorder when you were a little girl?
Oh, because I loved it. Uh-huh. It's very simple. But also in the family, it was very normal that everybody who is 5 years old, you start with musical education. And I'm number five of the six.
Really?
So
six kids?
We had six kids. Huh? And I got a teacher who was fantastic. I didn't need to practice. I didn't have to practice of him. He just let me go. He had always piles of music. Always he brought himself. He played harpsichord. And we just played. Mm-hmm. So I've always played it, and later when I was 16, I was on the conservatory, mm-hmm. and there studied with Frans Bruggen for 7 years, and sort of the important musical education, I must say, I did with Frans.
Yeah. I should tell anyone who's tuned in the last couple of minutes that we're making a wonderful program today with Marion Verbruggen, who's playing the recorder, Arthur Haas is our harpsichordist, I'm Bill McLaughlin, and you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. We're going to turn now to the music of the French composer in a moment, Joseph Boismortier, who's one of the composers from 1680, not so well known as Bach and Telemann. But before we do that, I wanted to let you know a little bit about the recording that each of you have done individually. Marion, a great deal of your recording is with Harmonia Mundi, I understand,
yes.
This record label.
I like it a lot.
Wonderful
yeah.
series of recordings.
Yeah.
If you folks would like to find them, I can get you to them in two different ways. One is, of course, that you can use the public radio music source, 1-800-75-MUSIC, and tell them that you want to hear music from Marion Verbruggen or from Arthur Haas. Any of these people who have been on the show, they'll know exactly what you mean, and it actually helps support public radio. In addition, the St. Paul Sunday website is very useful because we have links to all of the artists who appear who have their own websites. And you can find our website. It's sunday.mpr.org. That's sunday.m as in Minnesota, pr.org. Now, Arthur, you have also a connection with Harmonia Mundi. And that's an interesting story because you'd grown up studying largely in the U.S., first at UCLA, then was it Juilliard?
Juilliard for a while, yes.
And then you went to Europe.
I went to Europe on a Fulbright grant to do PhD research in musicology. But there was a harpsichord competition right at the beginning, which I won the top prize for. And the most fortunate thing about that is that I stayed in Paris. So all the people that I met in the finals, or at the night of the results, were people who I kept close contact with. One of whom was a man by the name of Reinhard von Nagel, who was the partner of the William Dowd harpsichord workshop. They had a Paris branch in those days. And Reinhard would always get phone calls for harpsichords and harpsichordists, and we became friends, and he started recommending me. One of his close friends was the head of the Harmonia Mundi France, before there was ever a Harmonia Mundi USA. And one thing led to the next, and then Bill, Christy, and I made a recording not too long after that, of two harpsichord music down in southern France where their headquarters.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You mentioned the name William Dowd, who's one of the best-known harpsichord makers. He's actually living in Boston. And the coincidence is that you're playing on a William Dowd harpsichord, which was originally built as part of the celebration of the J.S. Bach 300th anniversary business around 1685 to 1985. I'd like to thank right now, because this is a huge favor to us, the House of Hope Presbyterian Church. It's a big church here in St. Paul for lending this. They make a very rare exception to lend us this wonderful William Dowd harpsichord. And it has one more connection with Minnesota Public Radio, which was that after the Bach Centennial, the harpsichord was given to the church in honor of a woman called Sarah Maud Sievertson by her children. Sarah Maud Sievertson is one of the biggest and earliest supporters of Minnesota Public Radio, so it sort of brings it all together. I'd like to thank two more friends, Nancy Lancaster, who's the organist, who was the one from House of Hope who actually brought the instrument here, and Brad Benn, our old friend, who's tuning it. And now, let's get to some more music. This is music of Joseph Baudin de Boismortier.
Perfect.
Yeah, who was born 1689. He got to Paris just at a great time. It was right after the death, about 10 years after the death of Louis XIV. But Louis XV was very big on music, too. And it was during this time, the 1720s, that the Concerts Spirituels started. These are the concerts that Mozart wanted to get onto so badly, you know, 50, 60 mm-hmm. years later. And Boismortier hit this perfectly. And he was, perhaps he was a flute player himself, was he? Boismortier, did he play
the
flute?
Yeah, he was a flute player, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wrote a great deal of music for the flute.
Yeah, there's a lot. And it's nice for the recorder players because we transpose it a third and then you can play it.
Mm.
So it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear some. Then we'll talk about Boismortier maybe a little bit more. Once again, Marion Verbruggen and Arthur Haas, recorder and harpsichord. This is music of Joseph Boismortier, the Sonata No. 2 in G minor, opus 91.
Thank you.
Another composer from 1680s, this one 1689, Joseph Baudin de Beaumartier, is a sonata number 2 in G minor, written probably around 1741 or 2, and played brilliantly on the recorder by Marion Verbruggen and Arthur Haas at the harpsichord. It's lively stuff and very gallant style in a way, sort of, you know, also really virtuoso.
Yeah, it's very different than anything else on the program today, because it was very much a fad in the sort of the salons of Paris and Versailles back then. That this is music that was written for harpsichord, sort of solo, with the accompaniment of flute or violin, and there was stuff even for voice sometimes. So unlike all the rest of the pieces, I get to sort of come to the foreground and not just be an accompanying instrument.
Finally, he is a real star.
We're going to back to music of J.S. Bach, and this is a work that's very interesting because it's originally a piece for the lute. And I've heard this in many transcriptions. Sometimes the guitarists play this. Mm-hmm. I've heard it played in a number of varieties. Yeah. But now for solo recorder and harpsichord, this is your own transcription.
No, I mean, they did it in that time also. Mm. And I think the very first try of Bach was for harpsichord. And then he did a lute suite. Mm-hmm. And then... there's this one mm-hmm. in that time already done, and
I'm very eager to hear this piece in this current transcription. This is Marion Verbruggen and Arthur Haas, music of J.S. Bach from the Lute Suite in C minor, BWV 997. We're going to play it in D minor, down a half step, because this is Baroque music. Here's music of Bach.
Thank you.
That's wonderful in that version. This is music of Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a suite originally in C minor for the lute and played here by the recorder player who transcribed it, Marion Verbruggen, and by Arthur Haas at the harpsichord. What a wonderful program. This has been music of composers born in the 1680s. Telemann we had at the beginning was born in 1681. Music of Boismartier we heard just before this. Composer born in 1689, and then for the greatest vintage year in the history of music, I think that Bach, Scarlatti, and Handel all born in 65. We heard music of Johann Sebastian Bach not once but twice.
Yeah.
It must be very close. You love Bach. It's playing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Tremendous playing. I'd like to thank my new friends once again, Marion Verbruggen.
Thank you.
Not least for letting me step all over her beautiful Dutch name by North Philadelphia way of speaking, and Arthur Haas at the harpsichord. It was great
thank
to meet
you,
and
it's
hear
to be here. Thank
both
you.
Of you. Drop us a line, folks. Let us know how you like this show. You can write to us at Sunday, care of Minnesota Public Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Our email address is sunday@mpr.org. That's sunday@m as in Minnesota, pr.org. All the time we have this week, folks. Have a great week. Stay tuned to all the wonderful stuff coming up on this public radio station. Make sure to join us next Sunday when we'll be back here with St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Steve Barnett. And the associate producer is Vaughn Ormseth. The engineer is Alan Strickland, and the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
You've been listening to the music of Anton Arensky as performed by the Eroica Trio, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc mixed company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company, Music for St. Paul Sunday. This recording includes performances of Gil Shaham, the Emerson String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. And don't forget, your purchase of this recording helps support your station and St. Paul Sunday. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.